Our focus this month for our extra giving is going to Compassion for Congo Ministry. And so I wanted to, for those of you who aren't familiar with Pastor Didier, we have a picture of him and I. This is from 2018 when I was out there. I've spent a number of weeks with these, with the brethren there in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And so this is, we're going to share some prayer requests, but this is also as we pray for them, we have an opportunity to come alongside them and support them in giving, either through that box right through those double doors in the back, or if you want to go through the regular box by the stairs, you can designate the gift is for Congo. But we have some, I actually asked if he could share some prayer requests with us, and so he's going to, we've got a recording. I'll ask the AV guys if they can pull it up so you can hear in his own words how we can be praying for them.
Good morning, Pastor Phil. This is your brother Didier. Thank you so very much for your message. Yes, we do want you to pray for us. We are asking the Prince of Peace to restore peace in my country. Not only in my country, but also in Ukraine, in Somalia, in Mozambique, and in Libya, and Sudan. In Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, yes, all those countries are shaking a lot. But in my country, it's very worse. It's worse because of all what is happening here. People are suffering a lot because of that dirty war. For many years, we do not have the national ID. For many years now. Now we want to have the document, but because of the war, we cannot. May the Lord impose, restore peace in our country. May He have mercy on us. Apart from those four prayer requests, we are asking the Lord to bless us as we persevere preaching the word of God, teaching people to grow in the Lord and to wait for the second coming of the Lord Jesus. Things are not very easy, not only for us, but for all the servants of the Lord in the world. May the Lord give us strength, fill us with His Holy Spirit so that we can be able to continue doing what we are supposed to do as His servant. Yeah, this is in brief what I can share with you, my brother, today. If you can share with my brothers in the church so that we can, you can pray for me. Do not forget our health. You know, we don't have hospitals here, and when you are sick in my country, all what we do is to trust in the Lord. And it's functioning good, and heaven is paying good. If you can pray for our health, so that the Lord may help us to be strong in our bones, in our veins, in muscles, so that we can keep doing what we are doing. We have only one day that we stay at home on Monday, but apart from Monday, every day we are at the church for at least 2 hours sharing the word of God. We have something that we call the School of Disciples. We are going through the books of the Bible. Right now we are talking about, we are studying the book of Revelation. We have good commentary that is helping us to be aware of our Lord said about His second coming. May the Lord bless you, my brothers, and all the congregation. Thank you.
So much to be praying for there. And for those who don't know, there's been a war going on for most of the 21st century in that part, especially in the northeast part of Africa. And many millions have died there. The exact numbers, this isn't really something we see on the media here, but it's something to be praying for. There's much north of them, a few hours north of them, the terrorists are still very active, and so we want to pray for that And also, if you see the number of unemployed nationally, I think it's somewhere between 80 to 90% unemployed in their churches with their hundreds of people. There's four people who are getting a regular income from a job like we would consider a job. There's others just doing all they can to try to sell things, make ends meet. But these are some great needs to be praying for. So let's go to the Lord now in prayer. Our gracious God, we know that you are the God of all compassion. We know that you have compassion for Congo. We think of Jesus as he saw the multitudes who were dispirited, who were discouraged, who were like sheep without a shepherd. His heart was moved with compassion. So Lord, I pray that you would move our hearts to pray to compassion for those around the world, whether it's to give, to help, or to pray and to give of our time in prayer and to bring our brothers and sisters before the Lord. These are good, dear family members of ours in another country, Lord. I can picture many of their faces, and I pray, Lord, as this war and COVID and the effects of that have decimated an already deeply struggling country, Lord, we pray that you would, that your peace would prevail, that your peace would prevail. And I appreciate DDA sharing not only in the north of their country, but in Ukraine and in Somalia and Mozambique and Libya and Sudan and Rwanda and Burundi and Uganda. Lord, we pray for these nations, Lord, that your peace through the Prince of Peace would prevail, and that the compassion of Christ would be on display through true believers, Lord, through your churches. We ask that you would give them mercy and strength and help and provide for their needs. I know Compassion for Congo is seeking to provide food to their families and others in need. And so, Lord, we pray that you would provide those needs, but also provide ways that people can work, and that you would restore the economy. And there is much opposition even to the new president, who's wanting to do good things, as DDA discerns. But Lord, there is much corruption and there is just much sin in the world. And so we pray for that, Lord. And we pray that you would help them to persevere in preaching. As DDA knows, Christ, our treasure, Christ is the only hope in life and death. And even as many of them are facing those questions afresh, Lord, we pray that they would be coming to places where your word is preached and your gospel is proclaimed. And we know that's happening in Lubumbashi and other places. And even as they look to the second coming, Lord, we look to that as well. Help us to be faithful, Lord. Help us to be faithful to the end. And I pray for this school of disciples, Lord. It's humbling even to hear how every day, except for one day, they're taking off as a Sabbath, but every other day, at least 2 hours a day, they're meeting and they're learning. And as DDA has shared before, they are praying for us as well. So we pray for them. We pray for these church plants, that you would strengthen them. We thank you for what you've already done with these four churches. And I understand there's talks about planting a fifth church. We pray that you would give them wisdom and the timing of that. And for the orphans there, we know your word says you have compassion on the orphans. You are a father to the fatherless. And we know adoptions have been closed in that country for some time. But we pray that you would provide them a home and a family and provide them even with jobs through this clinic. So, Lord, we pray for our brethren in Congo, and we pray for the world. Lord, the world needs all of these things as well. But we want to pray especially for those special people who we know and love over there in the family of DDA and his church families. We pray that you would strengthen and encourage and bless them this day, and all around the world, that your gospel and grace would go forth. We pray these things in the name of the Prince of Peace. Amen. Amen.